What do you think success is?
Well, for me, I really don't think it has anything to do with money or your job or anything like that. I mean, a lot of people think success is making $1 million and having an important job. But for me, it's nothing like that.
So, what is success for you?
Well, I think success in life is when you really feel good about what you do every day.
Do you feel you're successful?
Yeah, I do. I mean, we all have to do some things we don't like doing, like chores and stuff. But I really try to make everything I do fun. I think it's really important to find something to enjoy about everything you do every day. Finding that is success.
So, how would you define success?
Well, that's an interesting question. I used to think it was all about making a lot of money so that you could buy anything you wanted, you know?
Yeah?
Yeah. For years, I was in this big job, and I got a great salary. I was earning twice as much as all my friends. And I thought that was great. But then I realized I really wasn't happy in that job. And so I quit. At some point, the money just became less important to me. And now I think, for me, success is more about doing something that's really worthwhile.
So, what do you do now?
Well, actually, I went back to school to become a teacher, and now I'm teaching sixth grade. I love it. I really feel I'm doing something useful, and I like that a lot.
So, what is success for you? Success is...
Well, it's lots of things, actually. But I guess the most important thing for me is my music. So, success for me would be to get recognition for my music. You know, to become really well known and have a big following.
Right.
Then I'd know I was successful. You know, if lots of people knew my name and knew my music, bought my recordings, came to my concerts. It's not about making money. It's about being known as a musician.
So, you're not there yet?
No. I wish.
Welcome to another edition of Behind the Scenes, the show that profiles fascinating jobs and the people that do them. I'm Rita Roberts. Our guest today is Scott Jasper, a local TV producer. Hello, Scott. Welcome.
Hi. Thank you for inviting me, Rita.
Let me begin by saying that I asked a few people what they thought a producer does, and I was surprised at all the different responses I got.
Yeah, you're so right. When I tell people I'm a producer, I often get a slightly confused reaction, sort of like, oh, really?
Well, let's clear up the mystery.
I'd love to. First off, let me say that not every producer does exactly the same things. But I can say that they are all tired and stressed out, but probably love their job. For myself, I can tell you that my job allows me to be in charge of things and at the same time, work as part of a team. There's a lot of responsibility to this job, too. I have to see that everything is done correctly, on time, and within the budget.
Most people probably think of the producer as the money person. Is there a creative side to the job, too?
Oh, absolutely. For example, I do research and think up ideas for shows with the writers. And then I work with the directors and the performers. You have to have a strong personality to be a producer. You have to be in charge of everyone, get them to do what you want, but you still have to be nice to them.
That can't be easy.
Oh, no, not at all. Also, you have to be able to make quick decisions. And if something you thought was great isn't working, you can't waste time. You have to let it go and start again. This isn't the job for someone who is indecisive or hates being under pressure. I love the excitement and the opportunity to work with very interesting people.
Well, this has been very informative, Scott, but I'm afraid we're out of time. Thank you so much for being our guest today.
Oh, it's been my pleasure.
Speaking for Behind the Scenes, I'm Rita Roberts.
June,
Do you think of yourself as an extrovert or an introvert?
I don't really know. Maybe an introvert. But what are they supposed to be like?
Oh, quiet, thoughtful people who don't really like socializing in big crowds, that kind of thing.
Well, I guess that sounds a bit like me. I'm not one for going out and socializing. I mean, I have friends, but I like to spend time with them. You know, have them over for dinner, go places with them, but have a chance to really talk.
Yeah, I was gonna say, you have a lot of friends, right?
That's true, I do. I have a lot of very good friends. But I like to see them in ones and twos, as I said.
So you don't really like going out in big groups?
No, I always try to get out of parties and things. And you know, I've never had a party at my place either. I just hate being the center of attention.
Yeah, I can see that.
But I enjoy socializing, and I like it when other people tell stories and joke around and stuff. I enjoy a good joke, as long as I'm not the one telling it. And I like to talk with people. You know, just chat with them. It doesn't have to be about serious stuff all the time. So, do I sound like an introvert?
Maybe. I think introverts also like to work on their own, figure things out themselves. They're not so good at group work or teamwork. And they think of themselves as individuals, too, not really social animals. I get the feeling you're not really like that, are you?
Oh, well, I like working as part of a team, working in groups. I think it's a creative way to work. I think I must be a social animal. I mean, it's not like I don't mix with people. I really like people.
Well, maybe you're just a mix of extrovert and introvert.
Yeah, I guess I am.
I don't suppose you've ever been robbed, have you? Living here must be pretty safe.
Well, we thought so too, but actually, yes, we did get robbed once, a couple of years ago. We were really surprised.
Huh. Were you in the house when it happened? I mean, that would be scary.
No. We were away at the time. We were on a business trip when it happened, so the house was empty, and there was no car outside, so I guess it was an obvious target, really.
So the house looked empty?
Yeah. But having said that, though, my neighbor was using the house at night to sleep in because she was redecorating her house next door. So she was sleeping here, and one night she came in and saw a few things on the floor and thought, that's funny. And then she walked around the house and saw the window was broken. So she called the police.
So they broke in during the day?
Yeah, probably late in the afternoon. No one was around, and no one heard anything, so...
Did they do much damage?
No, that's the funny thing. They were very neat and tidy. They didn't make any mess at all, except for breaking the window, of course.
Really? And did they take much?
No, they mainly just took our two computers. There were lots of other things that were valuable in the house. Cameras, money, jewelry, even some credit cards. But they didn't take anything else of value.
Isn't that weird?
Yes. I mean, we both lost a few things, but nothing much. It was a bit inconvenient, not having the computers. But that's all. We were lucky, really.
So were you upset by it? Did you feel your home was invaded and everything?
Not really. I mean, I thought I would be upset. But my neighbor very kindly cleaned the place up, and her father fixed the window, so by the time we got home, everything was okay. And we got new computers out of it. Better computers. So that was good. I guess.
Did the burglars ever get caught?
I don't think so. We never heard anything from the police, so I think they got away with it.